Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, where we are flying.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check and take our poll question. We have a different poll question on the homepage every day. We want to know what you think. We'd like to know what's on your mind. We ask a question and we ask you to give us your answer. And it's easy to do. And you can click on the homepage. It doesn't take you to any other pages. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. And, of course, all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the interviews that we've done with Tony Schwartz over time. He's the author of The Way We're Working Isn't Working, and he's a member of our Brain Trust. He's also the author of The Power of Full Engagement, and he does a lot of work on helping you and me to make sure that our employees are engaged as much as possible, that we all work together and make things happen. Tony, how does greed fit into that equation? I know you—that's what you work on, and there's, you know, there are all kinds of opportunities for dysfunction that we've talked about with you and others on engagement over the years. Seems like that's a big topic over the last several years, and I think justifiably. But the word for today for our visit is greed. How does greed fit into engagement?
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. I mean, you know, in an organization, I guess, in which if greed is the operative feeling that a person has, in an organization in which a person has the potential to run, you know, to run the bank, to run up the revenues, then, you know, it can, in the short term, it can be it can have that effect. I mean, it can prompt a person, fuel a person to push harder and to grow bigger. The question is, at what cost?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we were saying just before the break, the problem with greed, the problem with fear, is that there are things that happen to you automatically and reactively rather than ones that you choose. And, you know, in life, when you're in a position to make a choice, you are always better off. When you're in a position to say yes or no, this makes sense to me, this doesn't make sense to me, this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing to do. You got to understand that we have two selves, Jim. We have two selves. We have a self that is uses the prefrontal cortex, the front part of the brain, mm-hmm. and is rational and logical and deductive.
Right.
And then we have a fight-or-flight self. We have a survival self.
The reptilian side.
The reptilian part of that brain, which does things in response to a feeling of threat and danger. That comes all the way from the time that we were back there on the savannah, and it was a good thing then because it got us away from dangerous predators. But today, those dangerous predators are not there in the same way. We really, our lives in the moment-to-moment sense are not at stake. And what happens is when you move into fear and you move into greed, here's what happens. Your prefrontal cortex literally shuts down. It stops working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I often will say to audiences, how many of you have a job in which you're required to think? And, you know, sometimes, Jim, they don't all raise their hands, but which is its own sort of disturbing.
A little alarming, yes.
Yeah, but you know what? Seriously, most people are in jobs where it's pretty important that they be able to think. And so greed, fear, anger, frustration, all of those things get in the way. And so what we want to do is put ourselves in a position to use our best selves. That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, when you talk about greed, when I think of greed, I don't think of greed as being this big light switch. It's on or it's off. I think of greed as being very granular, little tiny, tiny little incremental. More like, instead of an on and off switch, a toggle switch, more like a dimmer on a light switch, you know, where you can go up by little degrees and down by little degrees. And because I think greed is more like that, it comes on us the way we react, the way we respond to things, the way when we acquire things, when we are motivated to grow, to make more money, to try to be more successful, et cetera, et cetera. I think those are all elements of greed in little bitty increments. And I think being able to manage those little increments, that's the prefrontal cortex part, I think.
Well, I think about that. You know,
And then, let me just say one more thing, and I'll set you up for what you've been working on. At some point in time, as business owners, we have to say, okay, where is what I'm doing now? That's me wanting to be a little bit more than I am, have a little more than I have. Is that starting to conflict with the people who are working for me in terms of what you call in one of your you call their worth? What are they worth? What do they think they're worth? What's their value to me? Which is there a conflict now between what I want and what my people want? What do you think, Tony?
Well, I think that the bigger the view you have, the more you feel you're on this earth to add value to people rather than simply accrete value for yourself, the better the world we get. And that takes a spacious view. That takes a person who can step out of himself or herself and recognize that they can add more value. So, you know, listen, I'm very admiring of the decision that Warren Buffett has made and that Bill Gates has made, and now that Mayor Bloomberg here in New York has said he's going to do, which is to give away half of what they have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's something that's going to add tremendous value to the world where we're dealing with an awful lot of deficit and an awful lot of problems. And people like that, listen, I don't begrudge them for a moment the very hard work that got them to where they are, and now they're doing a wonderful thing.
Right.
You know, the Buddhists talk about the idea of three parts of your life. The first part of your life is that you're a student. The middle part of your life is you're a householder. You know, you're growing your family. And the third part is you're what's called a bodhisattva. And that's the person who's selfless, who's beginning to give back in return.
And you know what, Tony? Small business owners are doing that by the millions all across the world really right now. And I'm proud of them, too, in their own small way. They're little Buffetts and little Gates. Ten-Tail. We'll be right back with Tony Schwartz. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.